Hallelujah, good morning, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Your will be done, your kingdom come in Jesus' name. Psalm 101, we're finishing it off. It's a psalm about the love of God and the justice. So you've got the two sides of justice, where he's dealing with the evil, the wrong things, and then the love. It just brings about his goodness and his plan and his purpose. Verses 7 and 8.
No one who practices deceit shall dwell in my house. No one who utters lies shall continue before my eyes. Morning by morning, I will destroy all the wicked in the land, cutting off all the evildoers from the city of the Lord.
Hallelujah. It's just so beautiful here. You see the morning by morning again, and it's so important. And just as we've seen it, the word has encouraged us, the daily thing. Don't worry about tomorrow. Today has got sufficient care. So it's drawing close to the Lord and getting that which is necessary for the day so as to develop on schedule. And then here we see as well, it's all the wicked he cuts off and he rescues his people from the wicked. That's the TPT translation. I think we've given it in our greetings this morning. You can see it there. So it's just so important. This needs to be a lifestyle, a day by day, a dedication to the Lord. You're either dedicated to the Lord or you're dedicated to yourself and the world, and then dedicated to yourself and the world will be under the power of the evil one, because there's only two kingdoms, there's only two dedications. There's obedience is either to be disobedient or obedient. So we see it's about your will, O God, your kingdom come. And when we stay with that, and that's our continue our heart cry. That's where God can have his full pleasure in our life, bringing about that which is necessary in our lives, which will be then that which is necessary in our home, in our family, in our community, South Africa, Africa, and the world. So it's so important. I think of Romans 6, where it says, just as you were disobedient for a season and you saw the results. It's not good. It's you receive consequences for your wrong actions. How much more when we obedient to God, we will see good consequences for obedience. I think also of the Hebrews 11, where you got the beautiful picture of all the guys in the Old Testament, what faith produced in their life. So it's a wonderful chapter to go through and just see it brought about them saving their household as Noah, because Noah built the ark. So we're going to bring about more of the salvation, the goodness of God on this earth when we start making this not a religion, but a lifestyle. And thinking also of Moses there in Hebrews 11, he didn't take the hold of the pleasures of sin that was only for a season. He chose. So it's all about choosing, being willing to take hold of this great love. And that's why we need to declare to people and let people so know there is wonderful love, and that love, those mercies are new every day. That love is there, and we don't want to miss out of it. This is the Almighty God that is we're talking about, and his plan with us and his plan with the world that we want to take hold of. So the encouragement is, guys, there is so much goodness. And just as you were caught up in the wrong thing, so you know how to do wrong. You gave yourself over, and then it just started taking place. And that's because it's the power behind it that just started moving you into more disobedience and into more evil. Now, how much more the kingdom of God, the power that is behind it, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, two-thirds of the angels, heavenly angels, backing this up. And then all our brothers and sisters, the people of faith that are have run the race, they're all encouraging us, guys, run the race, morning by morning, day by day, hour by hour, loving the word, being obedient, and doing that which God puts on our plate or writes on our heart. In Jesus' name, rise and shine. Amen.
Amen.